In this reading, we hear about the prophet mourning the people. The Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah chapter 8, beginning at verse 18. My joy is gone. Grief is upon me. My heart is sick. Hark, the cry of my poor people from far and wide in the land. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is her king not in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their images and with their foreign idols? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of my people, I am hurt. I mourn, and dismay has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then has the health of my poor people not been restored? Oh, that my head were a spring of water, and my eyes a fountain of tears, so that I might weep day and night for the slain of my poor people.
The congregation may remain seated as the cantors sing the canticle, Nunc Dimittis.
Thank you. This parable seems to praise dishonesty, but we must hear it as a challenge to perceive where our best interests lie and to pursue the truest good. The New Testament reading is from Luke chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. So he summoned him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Give me an account of your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer.' Then the manager said to himself, 'What will I do now that my master is taking the position away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do so that when I am dismissed as manager, people may welcome me into their homes.' So, summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He answered, 100 jugs of olive oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 50. Then he asked another, "And how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 containers of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and make it 80. And his master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it is gone, they may welcome you into the eternal homes. Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much, and whoever is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. If then you have not been faithful with the dishonest wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will give you what is your own? No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth."
Hymn number 576, "I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say."
Thank you. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight. Amen. During the recent summer holidays, my nephew was very excited because his mum and dad were planning a trip to the Alton Towers theme park. Now that he had grown a little bit taller, Daniel was looking forward to going on some of the roller coasters. I'm not sure how much his parents shared that anticipation. But I've heard life being compared to a roller coaster ride. Sometimes we are coasting along with everything feeling fairly comfortable. Sometimes we're traveling uphill, and maybe it can be a bit of a struggle, but we're getting there. Sometimes we're right at the top, and everything is going really well. Sometimes we're heading downhill and everything seems to be gathering speed and there's a somewhat sinking feeling in our stomachs. And sometimes we're right down at the bottom and we can't go any further down. It's perhaps not the best analogy, but it gives us some indication of the highs and the lows, the opportunities and the challenges of life. Our Old Testament reading from the prophet Jeremiah describes a time when Jeremiah was struggling and feeling in the very depths of despair. The nation